Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset coach, corporate escapee, life adventurer, and coffee lover. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, to get clear on what your most extraordinary life looks like, and build the confidence and courage to go after it. I don't believe we're here to live for the weekend or grind through a job we hate or coast on autopilot. I believe we're here to grow, to go for our dreams, to experience the amazing things life has to offer, and enjoy the ride along the way. Ready to create your big life? Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast. I am so glad that you are here with me, as usual, and I also hope that you had a really awesome Christmas and happy holidays as well, if it's something that you have been celebrating. Shout out as well to those of you who have been working through this festive season. Because when I worked in news, I pretty much always had to choose between working Christmas and working New Year. And so I have spent a fair few Christmas days in the newsroom. And it always made me laugh when I would tell family and friends that I was working on Christmas Day. Because they're like, but it's Christmas. I'm like, yes, unfortunately, they don't put a pause on the news on Christmas Day. And it felt like literally everyone else in the world was on holiday, even though obviously that was not true, because there's plenty of other people who have to work on that holiday as well. But if that is you and you had to work this Christmas, then I see you and a big shout out to you. All right then, so today we are focusing on how to set yourself up for the most powerful start to 2023. And I want to encourage you to ditch resolutions, to forget standard goals, and to scrap hopes and wishes. And instead, what I encourage you to do is to create a vision for your life. I truly believe that this is the starting point of creating your life with intention. And creating a vision for my own life has been so incredibly powerful, and I'm going to share a couple of examples of how powerful it has been in creating results in my life over the last few years. And I don't know about you, but I really, really like New Year. Not so much New Year's Eve. I could definitely take or leave New Year's Eve. I've had a lot of fun New Year's Eves in the past, but I've also had a lot of flops and it always kind of felt a little bit forced. So now I kind of just ignore New Year's Eve. But I love the energy that comes with starting the year afresh. And I always really enjoy this period as a chance to reflect on the year that's just gone, and to take that time to decide what I want to let go of, which is what I covered in last week's episode. So definitely go and check that out if you haven't already. And then I also love to take some time to really get clear on what I want to create over the next 12 months and beyond. And I really just feel like this time of year is just so full of potential and possibilities. And of course, New Year's Eve and all that kind of stuff is just really a made-up construct, because you can create potential and possibilities and new eras in your life and new chapters anytime you choose. And of course, there is a collective energy that surrounds this time of year just because of the way that our calendar and the way that holidays and all that kind of stuff is set up. And so I love to make the most of that and to really just take that time to figure out how I'm going to really powerfully move forward from here, and to draw a line in the sand as well of anything that is not serving me that I can then leave behind, so then I can upgrade my life even further. Now, let us talk for a moment about the bullshit that is New Year's resolutions. And in fact, I would absolutely love to hear from you if you've ever set a New Year's resolution that you have actually completed, because I could put my hand up to setting loads of New Year's resolutions in the past where, to be honest, I just totally forgot about them. And they just, at one point, just kind of slipped my mind, and then I was just getting on with the rest of the year. And so I've got a couple of fun stats that I wanted to share with you on resolutions. One study showed that just 12% of people who set resolutions are successful. A third of those who failed just didn't even keep track of their progress. And then a quarter, which is the camp that I was in, forgot about their resolutions. In fact, I would have also fitted into the I didn't keep track of my progress camp as well. So anyway, that is why I think New Year's resolutions need to be ditched, and why I have personally experienced them as a complete waste of time in the past, and it's something that I don't do anymore. And at this time of year, a lot of people also obviously set goals, regardless of whether they come under that banner of resolutions or not. So a lot of people decide that they want to lose weight, that they're going to start a new routine, that they're going to stop a particular habit that's not serving them, or start a habit that they think is going to serve them. They're going to change jobs, they're going to up-level their life in some way, all of those kind of things. And look, there is nothing wrong with any of those goals if they are important to you. But my question to you is this. Are your goals leading you to the life that you truly want to live? Or are they just goals that have been on your to-do list for so long that you don't even remember why you want them? And maybe they weren't actually something that you truly wanted. They're something that you thought that you should want or that you should do, and you have just been kind of adding them onto your goals list year after year, and you find yourself trotting out those same goals over and over again, but making no real progress towards them. And I really would encourage you to sit with that question for a moment and really ask yourself if that has been the case for you. And why is it that this goal keeps kind of coming back onto your goal list, but you're not actually making any meaningful progress towards it? Now, we could go off a whole different track about why that is the case and how we haven't changed to be the person who has created that result and identity change and all of that good stuff. But that's not what I want to focus on this episode. What I want to suggest to you is a different approach for 2023. I encourage you to create a vision for your life because it is a whole different vibe than just setting goals. And it completely blows resolutions out of the water. Because when you have a vision that is soul-led and connected to your deepest desires, there is just no way that you're going to forget about it. This is why I love visions. Creating a soul-led vision gives you a big picture clarity of your future. It gives you a direction of where you're heading so you don't feel like that lost ship kind of just drifting through the ocean without a port to land in or knowing where the hell you're going. It gives you a reason and meaning for what you are doing right now. So it gives you that motivation in the present moment to take the actions to actually create the bigger vision that you want. And when you have your vision, then you can set aligned goals that actually help you move towards it. But as I said just then, aligned goals, not just random goals that have been cropping up on your to-do list again and again, actual goals that you feel in alignment with. And then from there, you can create a roadmap of actions to actually get you to where you would like to be. So this is how you can really create and live your ideal life. And like I said, this has really changed the game for me in my life, especially when we actually then learn how to work with our mind to make it happen. So people ask me all the time, how do you actually stay so motivated to create the changes that I have in my life, to create this business that I have, and to face all of the ups and downs that have come along with it? And it is because I have a vision that is compelling me forward. It's because I have a vision that is bigger than just a couple of goals sandwiched together. And because I take the time to regularly connect to my vision, and to connect with why I'm doing what I'm doing, I can generate motivation whenever I want. And I want to just give you a quick idea of three key things that have been on my vision that I have created in the last few years. So one of them that was on my vision was this podcast, and it has happened. And not only that, it has changed since it first started. As you would know if you've listened to the episodes from the beginning, Joe and I started this podcast together, and now I have continued it solo. So that's the first thing that I've created that was on my vision. And the second thing that was once on my vision that I've now created is having a home with a water view. So we live in a lovely home on the Sunshine Coast, which is right on the water. And Joe and I pretty much spent the entire Christmas day on our balcony, watching the world go by, having fun, and just absolutely soaking up where we live. We absolutely love it so much. And the other thing that was on my vision that I created was wanting to live in Lisbon as part of our digital nomad trip. And now this one, I just want to expand on a little bit more, because what I've seen happen with so many clients is that they get stuck on figuring out what they actually really want for their life and declaring it to themselves and the universe and actually then going that extra step and putting it in a vision. They get stuck because they worry if they're making the right decision. And they also worry what's going to happen if they end up not liking it or if they end up changing their mind. And I'm here to tell you that no matter what you put in your vision, you are allowed to change your mind. Your vision is going to evolve as you evolve. And it's also going to potentially change as you end up getting feedback around what it is that you're creating. And then you might find that your vision might shift. So Joe and I actually had our vision to move to Lisbon and to get the digital nomad visa and set ourselves up there as our new home. And so because this was on our vision, we started having a look at what steps we wanted to take to start moving towards it. And part of that involved actually going to spend some time in Lisbon as part of the digital nomad adventure that we went on for 12 months. So it was actually pretty much exactly this time last year that we flew to Lisbon from London and we spent 2 months there. And we wanted to see how we found it and then make the moves to actually getting the visa and moving over there for the foreseeable. You know what? We didn't actually really like it that much. And we didn't like it enough to actually want to live there. So we changed our vision. Simple. But without actually putting our desire to go to Lisbon and our desire to maybe move there on our vision in the first place, then we wouldn't have created that experience and actually got that clarity. And it would have stayed as a wish and a hope. And, oh, remember when we dreamed about living in Lisbon? And this is why wishes and hopes are just not in our vocabulary for 2023. So if you've hung out with me for any time already on these podcasts, or in any of my programs or trainings, you will know how hot I am on leveling up our language. Because our words are so powerful. I cannot say this enough. And all of our words have an energetic signature with them. And you know what energetic signature wishes and hopes are in alignment with? Those dreaded words, I'll try. Which basically means that you're not fully committing and you are expecting failure. And that is just not the vibe of creating a big life, of going after your most soul-led vision. So I'm all about setting a vision with intention, with purpose, and with a powerful energy that actually makes shit happen in your life. So please, I implore you, ditch those wishes and hopes, get clear on what you truly want, and don't set random goals for 2023. Especially don't set goals or resolutions that you know you are going to stop anyway. So take the time to discover what you truly want out of your life. This is your life. And I can't say that stuff enough, honestly, because I think it's so easy for us to just get busy again and just to slip into this autopilot mode. And then more months and time goes past before we get that another wake-up call that like, oh shit, what am I actually doing with my life? So this is why I love this time of year. It's a perfect time to just quiet the noise, to really get in touch with your own heart and soul desires. And to really make sure that your next 12 months is taking you down a path that you actually want to go. So that you can look back at the end of the year and be like, oh my God, guess what I did? This year was so good. And yes, some things maybe didn't go exactly as the plan. And there were a few twists and turns along the way. But oh my God, look at what I went for. And look at what I created in my life. That is how I want you to look back at your year this time next year. And I also want you to consider creating this vision and this path in a way that is going to lead to that 90-year-old version of you sitting in that rocking chair, looking back on your life, thinking, fuck yes, I am so proud of how I lived, of what I created, who I was, and how I showed up for myself. Because here is the truth. If you don't take the time to get clear on the vision for your own life, you run the risk of allowing other people and circumstances to direct the course of your own life. This is how we end up living that life of shoulds, of expectations, of just drifting along and letting life happen to us. And that is how we run the risk of regrets. And I know that you don't want that because I don't want that. And I don't think anyone wants that, to be honest. So this Tony Robbins quote I find super powerful. 10 years from now, you will surely arrive. The question is, where? Who will you have become? How will you live? What will you contribute? Now is the time to design the next 10 years. Not once they're over. We must seize the moment. So I really do love that quote because it's such a powerful reminder about how we get to intentionally design our lives. And if we don't, we do run the risk of regret. And I certainly can look back at kind of that time where I had my wake-up call at the end of my 20s and then still ended up spending years, for example, in a job that I wasn't enjoying after that because I wasn't sure what to do other than that job. And I really kind of looked back and was like, fuck, like, I really could have got started on this sooner. And how many people at this time of year as well say things like, oh, that year just went so fast. And oh my God, I don't know what I've done this year or something like that. And this is why having a vision is so powerful, especially if it's a process that you do repeat every year, which is something that I've now started to do, because then you are intentionally designing your life year by year. You know what you're creating, you know what you're working towards. And so at the end of the year, obviously the goal is to be like, wow, look at what I have achieved. Look at how amazing that year was. Right, let's go and see how I can make next year even better. So I wanted to give you a few pointers of how you can get started creating a vision for your 2023. In Big Life Roadmap, I take people through a really in-depth process and really kind of go into much more detail about how to design it to work with your mind, particularly your subconscious mind. And I don't have time to go into all of that on this podcast episode. But the main thing that I want you to start with is to set aside some time to dream and dream big. Really take that time to dream big. What do you actually want for your life? And with this part, I encourage you to think beyond the 12-month mark. I encourage you to think 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years into the future. Really, whatever feels good to you in terms of how far into the future you decide to dream. And just take whatever feels good to you. But I encourage you to go beyond the year mark. And I want you to consider, what would you love to create, experience, and contribute in all areas of your life over the next few years? And really just allow your mind to just go wild. Come at it with the belief that you cannot fail, that your success is inevitable, and that you can achieve whatever you set your mind to, which you can, by the way. But it's really important that you do this exercise of dreaming big without any filters of what you think is possible for yourself, because otherwise you are placing limits on even your dreams. And so I really encourage you to just allow your imagination to go huge. And that's why I think it's really lovely to do this exercise somewhere that you feel inspired. So take yourself to a cafe or to a new environment or just somewhere where maybe light a candle in your home. Like really take the time to create it as an imaginative, uplifting, motivating environment. Maybe listen to a good tune as you're doing it or before you decide to go and do it. Do something to really elevate your mood before you start this process. So once you've dreamed without limits, thinking about your finances, your health, your relationships, your career, your environment, your hobbies, every area of your life that you can think of, then ask yourself, in 12 months from now, what would you love your life to look like? How would you like your life to look? And that if you achieved it, you know that you would be in alignment with these bigger dreams that you have for your life. So get super clear on what you would love your life to look like in 12 months. And this is where, yes, you can be a little bit more realistic. However, I want you to think about it as if you are stretching yourself and you've really challenged yourself over the year to accomplish things that you never even would have thought possible. What would you really love your life to look like? Because you can really achieve a lot in 12 months. So ask yourself, in a year's time, where are you ideally living? And it might be that you're living in the same place, but just get really clear on it. Who are you spending your time with? What are you prioritizing in your life? What are you doing for work? And how does it feel to do the work that you're doing? What are you doing for fun? What are you doing for your health and wellness? What habits do you have that support your goals? What adventures are you going on? What is your financial situation like? What character traits are you embodying? So how are you showing up in your life? I really want you to get super clear on all those things. And I really want you to, again, just write down whatever comes up for you when you're answering those questions. And just know this, your mind's love language is imagination. So as you answer those questions, even if you don't know the exact specifics of what you want yet, you can still create a vivid picture for yourself that is going to be really appealing to your mind. Say, for example, you know that you want to live somewhere different, but you just don't know the exact place that you want to live in. You just know that you want to live somewhere that makes you feel expansive, it's got a view of nature, and it's got easy access to long walks, as a random example. And so you can still write. You're living in a home that feels expansive with a view of nature and easy access to long walks. And you can create a picture with that sentence that really makes it come alive, even though you don't know the exact location of where it is or how big the place is or any of those kind of things, if that clarity isn't there for you right now. And make sure you also write your answers in the present tense, as if you are living the life right now, such as, I am living in an expansive, beautiful home surrounded by nature and with easy access to long walks. Then once you have answered those questions, then you can turn those answers into a paragraph that creates a vivid picture of your ideal life 12 months from now. And then you can take that paragraph and I encourage you to write it somewhere that you can remind yourself of every single day. Write it on a piece of card, put it somewhere, maybe your bedroom mirror, in a journal, next to your computer, all of those spaces, and then read it to yourself after you wake up and or before going to bed. And I want you to, as you read it to yourself, really feel how amazing it is to experience your ideal life and how grateful you are for it. And allow yourself to spend the time feeling those emotions. This is all part of training your brain to focus on what you want. And it's also planting the idea in your subconscious mind. If you do it with repetition, and also first thing in the morning when you wake up and just before you go to sleep, that is when your subconscious mind is most receptive. And also your subconscious mind really works with feelings. So that's why it's important to not just read it, but to make it a really descriptive paragraph that really helps you feel those emotions of what it would be like to be in that experience now. And we also have in our brain a filter called a reticular activating system. And this is constantly showing us evidence of whatever we are telling our brain to focus on. So if you're constantly repeating this new ideal life to yourself over and over again, then your brain is going to say, oh, this is important to you. Clearly, I'm going to show you opportunities and pathways to help you create what it is that is on your mind. And that's why creating a vision is completely different to goals, because you're creating it in a vivid way that uses your imagination, that actually gets your mind on board for the process. But it is important to continually remind yourself of it. Like I said, it's something that will then provide you the motivation to actually go towards it. And it's also going to help you get your brain's filter on board to then show you those opportunities and synchronicities that can actually help you bring your vision into reality. So I hope you enjoy that process. Like I said, it is something that I've started doing every single year. It's made a huge difference to what I have created in the last 3 years specifically of my life. I'm going to be taking myself through my own vision process from Big Life Roadmap on New Year's Day. So I'm super excited to do that and really set my intentions for 2023. So enjoy doing yours and I hope you have a beautiful new year, however you choose to bring 2023 in. And I will chat to you in 2023. Take care. Bye. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, it would mean so much to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple or Spotify. It really is the best way to help this podcast grow and support me in sharing this with more awesome people. If you're not already following me on socials, come and say hi on IG at It's Cathy Morton. I can't wait to connect with you there, and of course, on the next episode too. In the meantime, go out there and enjoy creating your big life.